Good evening, this is How Much is the Doggy? And this is a podcast reply to the thread that just won't die, and we all know why. My Rights versus Your Rights by Relentless. Now, it's been very hard to jump back into this thread, there's been so much going on, but I have been listening to it, and I have enjoyed all of it. I especially enjoyed Mr. Heretic's input, and hopefully we'll hear a bit more from the Heretic team household at another stage. But there was one thing Relentless was talking about some individual, some new member whose signature was offensive. Now, he, as you say, has some right to free speech that he can say that, and he's well within his rights, as far as I'm concerned, to say it. But you know, you're also well within your rights to tell him exactly how you feel about it, and there should be no bones about that. Now, when you're talking about political correctness in the society, if somebody says you can't say that, and you should be able to ask why, and you know, you should be able to say, I want to say that, and if you're offended by it, please tell me, and we can talk about it, and in that way we can possibly learn about the other side of the story, and reach a balance, which is what I'd say would be a good outcome of political correctness. Now, where did it come from? I only realized this, you know, reading the papers during the 90s, and it was all a big joke about how we couldn't say manhole cover anymore, and it wasn't chairman anymore, and fireman wasn't allowed, and policeman, and all this. And it was a bit of a joke, and you could understand it to a degree. See, this is the way these things come in. They creep in by degrees. And it's gone a bit too far now, I think. So, where did it come from? I went to look it up and just have a read, and it apparently started way back when, as literally political correctness. In other words, you weren't allowed to say anything which was offensive to the state, as in it was politically incorrect. So the next time it pops up in any significant way is in, of course, 1984. With George Orwell, and how he was talking about Newspeak, I think it was called, and it was something that eliminated any words which might conceivably be have a bad meaning against the state. In other words, you weren't allowed to say anything bad against the state, and that was Newspeak, or as we know it now, political correctness. And it was a form of mind control. As Mr. Whoopi has been saying, you've been chipped in a way to react quite stupidly and automatically in one way, and it's something I feel myself, I do myself as well, and it's only through listening to this thread now and then hearing that other people feel the same way that I'm starting to examine it a little bit more. So, to what end is political correctness being applied to society? It's a good question. It's one that's been asked. And my view on it is basically this. That, as a society, a world society, everybody in the world, we're so many different types of people. You know, we're black, yellow, white, green, purple, whatever. All different religions, all different cultures, men and women. You know, handicapped, blind, deaf, whatever. We're all different. We're all different. And that's what makes the world so great, is because we're all different. But, you see, if we were all the same, we'd be much easier to control. Because if you knew how one person reacted, you'd say, well, everyone else is going to react the same way. So, as far as I can see, the true purpose of political correctness in society would be to make everybody the same. So I suppose the next question you would ask is, can political correctness and free speech exist in the same society? Well, it's a tough one, because obviously political correctness suppresses free speech. It tells you you can't have free speech because it might offend someone. And I'm trying to remember who it was. Was it Benjamin Franklin? I'm trying to find this quote now. And he said, if all printers were determined not to print anything till they were sure it would offend nobody, there would be very little printed. That was said by Benjamin Franklin. Also a very interesting quote from Billy Connolly, in which he called politically correct the language of cowardice. So I suppose another question you could ask is, do we need political correctness in society? And the reason political correctness slipped in so easily at the start was we sort of did need a way or a guidelines for, you know, what used to be called polite conversation. You know, the sort of language or the sort of talk you wouldn't use in front of your mother. And back before it was called political correctness, we used to call it common sense. But now it's grown into a monster that no one can control. And everybody knows that it's stupid and that we shouldn't have to do it. But, you know, there are people who still take offense. And what can you do? You can only just grow a skin, I suppose. And, you know, as long as you're allowed the right to come back and tell that person, you know, that offends me. And maybe that person might learn something. Who knows? So I think that one interesting point that can be made is about AboveTopSecret.com itself, and that is the fact that Benevolent Heretic brought up in that it's not a free speech zone. And it's been something that's chafed a lot of people, and it's something I feel a bit uncomfortable with as well, but I see the benefits of controlling the speech in ATS to a certain degree. Where people, you go anywhere else on the internet and you see free speech in action, and, you know, people take free speech and they start shouting ruffle, ruffle, lol, lol, and all sorts of rubbish. And when it's, you know, contained, like, as I said, when we used to have polite conversation and people are forced to have polite conversation, then it works out quite well, as we can see in AboveTopSecret.com. Well, anyway, there was a few of my disjointed rambles from listening to the thread for the last couple of days. Please keep it coming. There's still miles and miles in this conversation, people. And if you haven't podcasted already, please do. Good night.